I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. In the decade since Connecticut first adopted a human trafficking law, no one has been convicted. A panel discussion at the state capitol today tried to pinpoint why. Connecticut's Department of Children and Families says since 2006, there have been 432 underage victims of human trafficking in the state. Federal prosecutors have managed to put away only 28 human traffickers since then, the state, zero. The Permanent Commission on the Status of Women and three legislative committees held a hearing Thursday to find out why convictions are so rare in these cases. Chief State's Attorney Kevin Kane said one big reason is the victims themselves.
It's a special class of victims who do not want to cooperate with the police and who don't want to testify or give information against the pimps.
Often for fear of retaliation from their abuser. It's a problem, Kane told the panel, because most Connecticut human trafficking cases are built solely on the victim's testimony. U.S. Attorney for Connecticut Deirdre Daly said that's because, unlike the federal Justice Department, Connecticut does not have a grand jury system, which can be a valuable tool in trafficking cases, especially when it comes to subpoena power.
Subpoenas allow us to gather payment records, internet service provider records, email records. We also gather phone records, travel records, hotel records, social media records, among other things, through grand jury subpoenas.
Daly said the federal human trafficking law is more broad than the state statute, which leads to more convictions. Despite these obstacles, panelists agreed that through legislative action and more resources for investigators and law enforcement, the state can do a better job prosecuting human trafficking cases in the future. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.